Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. I'm your host, Toby Stapleton, the director of the UMass Dartmouth Center for Innovation and Entrepreneurship. I'm actually co-hosting the show today with author, attorney, and regular co-host on Radio Entrepreneurs, Peter Meyerson. Peter?
It is great to be here, Toby. It's great to be here with you. I love being on this show. I love being on Radio Entrepreneurs, and I love broadcasting from this Center for Innovation and Entrepreneurship. Everybody in the world should come down here.
No, thanks, Peter. Yeah, it is great to have Radio Entrepreneurs on an annual basis to broadcast from the Center for Innovation and Entrepreneurship. We're here in the studios of the CIE on the shores of the South Watapa Pond. We are UMass Dartmouth's business incubator, and we actually have one of our, we call our incubator tenants tech venture companies, and we have Steve Boulay, one of the founders of B-Cube Analytics and a tech venture company here at the CIE with us. Steve, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much. It's great to be here. Although you didn't tell me it was going to be here with another attorney.
Well, that perfect. Yes. Yeah. So, oh, Steve, well, that's a good way to start. So, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm an attorney, and I started out actually in general business as an auditor, and then I moved into software. From software, I actually started in, I was running a manufacturing firm for a bit. So I did that for a number of years, and then I started a small law firm. I was working in a small law firm with two other people from law school, working on primarily in real estate when the market kind of went south.
I've been there.
Yeah.
an opportunity came up to do compliance, which was a natural extension of the background in law. So I started working on some large projects consulting up in the Boston area. And I was working with some individuals, and we said, oh, there's got to be an easier way to do this because this is so complex and it's so difficult. A lot of the regulations are hundreds, if not thousands, of pages long. I was talking about the disclosure rules and the new mortgage origination rules. It's almost 6,000 pages of documentation. So for an individual entity to understand all of that, it's a major undertaking. So we developed we fortunately had some.
So before you go on, so you're talking about disclosure in the financial markets or disclosure in the real estate markets or both?
Actually, it doesn't matter. What we look at is anything published in the CFR. Mm-hmm. So there's 50 titles in the Federal Register that cover everything from environmental protection to, you know, HIPAA, medical, financial. We started in the financial area simply because finance and business was, and banking was, where we were familiar with the regulations. But as we moved along, looking at the compliance product, all of a sudden we met with someone who does HIPAA consulting. I'd never read HIPAA before.
Never want to read it again.
Well, it actually was kind of funny because I love to do this. I suppose I shouldn't do it, but I was in an emergency room and the nurses were talking, and they were, you know, and I said, you know, it's a good thing that it's a good thing this is incident to my treatment, because someone might overhear that, and that could be a violation of HIPAA, and that happens to be one of the exemptions that they have for disclosure, right? And they looked at me, and they looked at the chart. Are you a lawyer? And I said, it has nothing to do with it. I deal with regulations, but.
That's a good way to almost get kicked out of an emergency room.
That's okay. One of my ex-partners used to say, when he'd go into the emergency room, he'd say, just write clearly.
Well, Steve, so tell us from B-Cube Analytics, you guys started off doing regulatory, looking at that regulatory compliance market. Tell us, how did you find, you have a partner, Saji, and how did you guys meet, and how did you guys actually put together this product?
Well, the way we put it together was, I actually have two partners. Saji and Ashwini Roth. Ashwini's in India. Saji came over to India about 12 years ago. He was working in the telecommunications industry. He's a physicist by trade, so he's mathematically oriented. We met up in Boston working on large compliance projects, and we started to talk, and we said, there's got to be an easier way to do this. And I proposed to him, because he was technology oriented, a simple solution to it all. He said, no. We've got a much better solution for this. It's a SaaS-based product, and it's very sophisticated. And so with the ability to develop all types of technologically advanced applications quickly, we were able to produce this platform. Now, it was just the first of the products that we're producing. We have another set of products, which is basically a suite of 40 general business applications, everything from a website to an e-portal to inventory to customer management, whatever. They're all fully integrated. The advantage behind it is it's a managed system, so a small to medium-sized business owner does not have to worry about, you know, his server, his performance, his security, any of that. It's taken care of in the cloud. And above and beyond that, the other differentiator is that it's easily configured so that you can follow the business's workflow. Usually a small to medium-sized business, when they're looking at applications, they have to modify their workflow in order to meet what how the software is written. With our software, we look at their workflow and we might suggest some alternatives to probably improve efficiency, but primarily we mold the software to deal with their workflow so that they don't have to interrupt, retrain their staff, all of that.
So these are all general business applications?
Those are. The compliance application is a completely unique platform. It was basically almost like a proof of concept. If we can attack this efficiently and make the compliance process organized and simpler, everything else is, you know, somewhat easier. And it's a large market, so that's why that was the initial.
So what is your market?
So the market for the compliance product would be any financial institution, any non-financial, what they call non-bank, non-depositories, right? That is the initial target market. But again, the application can be used for any title under the Federal Register. So EPA rules, HIPAA rules, environmental rules, you know, any of those kinds of rules, because they all come out of the Federal Register in the ECFR. It's a statute. So what the application does, it'll go to the Federal Register, bring it down, break it apart by section, put it into the tool, and then we have an analysis tool that allows them to go through the process. And when you're talking about compliance, there's basically a couple of different elemental steps. First, you have to understand what you need to do, which is obviously a big thing. Then you have to determine, you know,
that's the big issue.
That's the big issue. Yeah. And the issue is for a couple of reasons. One is because some of it is technical, but another part of it is it's just such a vast amount of data. And so many, you know, if you've got like the mortgage regulations, right, 6,000 pages, and that's just the regulation. There's an equal amount, if not more, of guidance that are published by the agencies to say, here's what we said, here's what we mean by all of that, right? So to understand all of that is a major undertaking. Just to organize it takes about 80 man hours just to take 100 pages and break it up so that you can really start using it. Understanding it is another issue. Then once you've understood it, the next step is developing an understanding of what your operations are, what we call a current state of operations. Then you need to develop what's called a gap, which is, here's what the regulation says I need to do, here's what I'm doing, what do I need to do to modify my operations so that I actually comply. And then the next part of it is, and where the rubber hits the road, is now when my regulators come in, I have to be able to demonstrate why I'm in compliance with the regulation. So all of that needs to be organized. Our application provides you with a single-stop, end-to-end solution that goes through that entire process, and it's easily demonstrable to a supervisor. Here's what you wanted me to do, here's where I was, here's what I've done, and here's all the documentation for it.
I mean, it sounds incredibly sophisticated. What I've always worried about practicing law is what I don't know.
Right.
You know, and so you know, how do you, and stop me if you want to interrupt
and talk about this.
So, you know, how do you market this? I mean,
with great difficulty.
I know. No. I mean, really, you know, I mean, I was talking to a client recently and he said to me something and I said, have you thought about a regulatory issue? Because I didn't know the answer. And he said, no. He said, why would I even think about that? And so I went and I looked it up, and of course there was a problem. And I said to him, you got a problem, you know. But it's like people don't know what they don't know.
Right.
Mm-hmm. How do you, I mean, I could see your model working with large institutional clients.
Right.
But this is an entrepreneurship show.
Right.
So how's the connection?
Well, the connection, I mean,
that's a good question.
We worked in the financial industry. So we've actually had the product beta tested at some very large banks that we would not have been able to, you know, access if we had not, you know, worked there and known some people. But basically, whether you're a large bank or you're a small bank or a credit union, you all have regulations that you need to comply with. So, you know, you can, on the top end, you have regulations like what they call the Basel Advanced Rules, which are only for the top 10 or 12 largest banks in the country.
Right now, anyway.
Right now. Right. They've actually published, they actually have something called the Basel Standardized Rule, which is more for, you know, institutions that are a smaller size, and Basel was really the first shot across the bow of trying to internationalize regulations, because they call it Basel because it comes out of the banking commission out of Basel, Switzerland, which is the G20. But, you know, there's a number of other regulations that you know, if you issue a mortgage, for instance, or, you know, payday loans, there's all kinds of regulations that they normally have to deal with, and so they're well aware of it. It's just, how do I do it? And again, it's a difficult area.
So do you operate out of the center?
We operate out of this. Fortunately, we operate out of the center. We came here. We went through an incubator, E4All, and from E4All, which is headquartered up in Lowell, but they started a South Coast show here for the first time. We went through. We were one of the first of 11 companies that went through. And by being involved with E4All, we met Toby and the CIA. And at that time, we were looking for some place to locate. And we thought, this is absolutely a perfect situation for us. Because not only is it, you know, it's a great facility, but it's even more importantly, it's a great environment. Because everywhere you look, there are companies who are evolving products. We're actually working with another company in the building to provide some services for the Internet of Things, for devices to sense different types of things. So that's it's a perfect environment for us.
Yeah, each every quarter we have a Tech Venture Center luncheon where we bring the incubator tenants together, and you know, sort of we all go around the room and just talk about what we do, and as a result of that, B-Cube was able to connect with some of their fellow Tech Venture Center tenants, because that those connections lead to actual business opportunities, but they also lead to a camaraderie that helps them, entrepreneurship is a lonely business, and so they get the support that they need. In addition to that, Steve, what's the next step for B-Cube Analytics?
Well, the next step is continuing on the road of marketing the compliance project, but we also have the process for the general business applications as well. So that's another area and we have several customers in diverse verticals. So it's really not geared to a specific vertical because of its flexibility and because of the broad nature of the number of applications, which are all fully integrated and actually can be added a la carte. Website, SEO, any portal, inventory, any of that. And because it can be easily configured and modified, it's applicable to, you know, whether or not you have a small store, whether or not you have a wholesale distributor, a small manufacturing facility, that sort of thing. So those are the next steps. So
yeah, I mean, that really answered my earlier question, which is what I was trying to figure out in my own head was, you know, the compliance is one side,
right,
and that's really a separate line of business, mm-hmm, right, in a sense. And then the business modules, if you will, are a different, and they can be marketed to
suite of products. To almost anyone. I mean, we look at someone in the, you know, like the $750 to $5 or $10 million range. I mean, you could go beyond that, but it's, you know, it's, it gets more difficult in terms of being able to deliver that to a larger organization.
Yeah, they tend to bring a lot of stuff in.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Well, Steve, this was really interesting to hear about B-Cube Analytics and your growth. You know, even over the last year alone, you guys have grown significantly in terms of, you know, not just the product, you know, the product that that you came in with, that core product, but also some of the diversification. So we wish you and Saji and Ashwini the best as you grow B-Cube Analytics. Again, I'm Toby Stapleton, the director of the UMass Dartmouth Center for Innovation and Entrepreneurship.
And I'm Peter Meyerson from Radio Entrepreneurs, and we've been listening to Stephen Boulay of B-Cube Analytics at the Center for Innovation and Entrepreneurship in UMass Dartmouth, and we will be back after the – this is Radio Entrepreneurs, and we'll be back after the next message.